Our Lord and Savior, that we are back with our prayer this morning. We give God praise. We magnify Him because we know it's God working. Amen. And we missed you guys so much last Sunday, but we had in-house prayer. And the in-house prayer was the bomb. It was awesome. And people were prayed over and blessed, and it was wonderful. So God, even though we were not able to do it globally, the Lord moved in the house. And I'm telling you, if you're ever in this neck of the woods on a Sunday morning and you can make it to prayer, I would highly recommend that. I know sometimes people have had issues trying to figure out the times and all that stuff. The prayer starts at 11-ish, sometimes heavy on the ish. If you need directions or locations, or if you just need to talk to somebody, just email us at s4ctroops@aol.com. Just email us and just say something to the effect that attending service from out of town, attending service, need directions, need to talk to somebody, something like that. And we'll make sure that someone gives you a call or email you and let you know what you need to know so that you can make it to the house of prayer, because it's a blessing to be here. It's a blessing to be wherever you are and God's with you. That's a blessing. But when you can actually be among the saints that are praying with you and for you in the house of God, it's just a little, it's like a CD and being in concert. It's the same music, but it's a whole different feeling, right? Did I do that right? Amen. So just let us know. But I'm sorry I left my prayer notes from last Sunday and the Sunday before last, because people were still sending in prayer requests. Mother Niera gets some, and she's very faithful. She sends, and so thank you, Mother Niera. But I left my notes on my desk, so I apologize for that. But I do want to read this one thing, and Pastor Sandy has read it twice already, but I want to go over it again. Would you also kindly tell Pastor Sandy that because Pastor Oliver in Pakistan got so stirred by the teaching and the urgency of the hour, the Lord stirred him up. Last week, we gave an invitation to a local Hindu community. Hindu community. This is in Pakistan. We put together a youth night and invited over 200 Hindu youth. Over 120 accepted Christ and fell to the ground weeping and repenting. This is what God is in this for. God is in this for souls. I know a lot of us are so excited about the rapture's coming, the rapture's coming, the rapture's coming. The rapture is the cherry on the cake. Yes. The rapture is not the cake. Yes. And if you're not going, it doesn't mean anything to you anyway. Right. The rapture is the automobile or the transportation to get us to where we're going. It's just a vehicle to get us to the kingdom. It is not the Savior. It is not the salvation. It is the transportation to the party, to the wedding. And you're excited because you're more excited about the limo ride than you are about the destination. Abigail, am I right? People are so excited. And then when the limo don't show up when we expect it to, or when Pastor Sandy used the perfect word last week, he said, hypothesis. Hypothesis is educated guess. He said, my hypothesis is. And I said, that's a perfect word. Because the Bible says we don't know. Right. And let me be the first one to break it to you. We really don't know. But we're taking what we feel that we are led by God. We're going through scriptures. We're watching the seasons. We're watching what the enemy is doing. We're watching all the global events, and we're trying to put two and two together to get one. But sometimes when we put the two and two together, sometimes we get 3, 4, 6, 10. Sometimes our one, two and two don't give us the right answer. You understand? Don't be so hung up on the ride. Right? Because if you don't love Christ, you're not going anyway.
Right.
The whole thing about this is Christ. It's not the ride. It's Christ. Christ is in this for souls. 120 young people gave their life to Christ in one service. because of the urgency of the message that the pastor their pastor received. That's what Christ is in this for. And I'm excited about the ride too, but I'm more if we didn't rapture at all and I still went to be with God, amen. I won. Me too. Amen. I won. As long as I get to live with my Father in heaven for eternity, I win. Whether I take a donkey or a limo, I win. Amen. 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 So don't, I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you focus on the right thing. We don't want to be focused on the cherry on the cake. We want to be focused on the primary source, which is Christ. Don't be concerned about the dessert. The dessert will come in its time. Amen. Yeah. We need to make sure that we're focused on Christ, because that 120 people, the blood of Jesus died for that 120 young people that gave their life to Christ in one day. 120 children gave their lives to Christ in one day. I can't even imagine how crazy excited heaven was about those children that gave their lives to Christ. I can't even imagine how excited he was when all of those people just fell down on their knees at one time during one service and gave their life to Christ. That's what the whole thing is about. People giving their lives to Christ. That's what it's about. It's not about the ride. It's not about what you go through. It's not about any of that other stuff. The whole purpose of us being here is to draw souls unto Christ. Go into the highways and hedges and forcibly persuade, compel men unto me. Go out and draw people unto Christ, whatever it takes. Amen.
Amen.
Got some soldiers marching in here this morning that I'm delighted to see. It's all about God. It's all about Christ. We're on a mission. Our mission is for souls.
Yes.
Our mission are to cause people to think about Christ. Our mission is to cause people to understand that they need Jesus more than they need this world. This world is extremely temporary. I can't even express how temporary this world is. And even if the world lasts, that don't mean you go, I haven't met anybody 800 years old yet.
Amen.
So no matter how long the earth still stands, you ain't gonna be here that long. The Bible, somewhere in the Bible, it tells us that our lives are like a mist. Amen, Pastor Nicole, you
know,
our lives are like a mist. When you spray in the air, how long is that there?
For a while.
And then it's gone. And you, maybe you'll smell it, maybe for a minute, and it's gone. And who thinks, when you throw a rock in the water and you see that splash and the ripples in the water, and then it's gone, who thinks about those ripples anymore? Who thinks about that mist that used to be there? Once you're gone, you're gone. So you need to prepare while we have the opportunity to prepare.
Yes.
There are a lot of people that left and they didn't know that they were leaving as soon as they did. There's a lot of people that woke up in eternity that were very surprised. They did that. They're like, what happened? I was in bed sleeping. Here I am.
Right.
I was driving on my way to work. And next thing I knew, I'm in eternity. There are a lot of people that wound up in eternity that were not expecting to be there when they got there. The Bible says tomorrow is not promised. You don't know when your time comes. You don't know. And you need to be ready whenever Christ calls. You may not be here long enough for the rapture. He may call you up. He may just call you up. You still, no matter how you get there, you still got to meet the same God. No matter how you get there, you still have to meet the same God. And the same question will apply. Are you ready? Did you have a relationship with God? Did you acknowledge that He is Christ? What did you do with the time that I gave you? What did you do with the provisions that I gave you? What did you do with what I gave you? No matter how you get to before God, you are still going to stand before God.
Amen.
The Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. You don't have to confess Him while you're here because you have a choice. But when you get on the other side in eternity, there is only truth. You won't have the option to lie. You won't have the option to make up anything. There is only truth. When you enter into eternity, there's only truth. The Bible says, oh my God, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Even if you didn't bow when you were here, you're going to bow. You will bow when you get there. Even though you didn't confess Jesus while you were here, you will confess Jesus that he is who he said he is when you meet him. Even though you didn't honor him in your lifetime, you will honor him in eternity. And for an eternity, you will always know that he is Lord. And for an eternity, you will always remember that he is, was, and shall forever be God.
Yeah.
Why do you want to wait until you meet him to decide, okay, Lord, I believe you now. Well, good for you. That's nice. Now, open the book and let's see what's happening. Amen. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Pastor. How you doing? How was Sunday school this morning? Amen. You got some names and stuff for them? Amen. I want to tell you that I was on a salt call yesterday. I couldn't talk because I was cooking. That's why I couldn't talk, because I was cooking. I was throwing pots and I was doing it. I was getting down. I was doing it. So I couldn't talk, but I'm telling you, that salt call, come here, Pastor, Brother, Reverend, Minister Ryan, that salt call was insane. All I heard were preachers ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ on that call. It was, I don't know how long I was on there, an hour or so, I don't know, but it was, my phone started beeping like battery low, but it was, I heard ministry, I heard preaching, I heard teaching, I heard prayer, I heard praise, ministers, just, it was, tell the people what salt is.
Salt is sanctified ambassadors living truth.
Mm-hmm.
It started out as a men's fellowship ministry, turned into a men's prayer ministry. Then it turned out to a men's prayer ministry for ministers. And now it's a men's discipleship program for ministers of
yes.
the gospel.
Yes.
So it's been an amazing ride. And it's been an honor for me to be a part of it.
Amen. And now we're working on something for the ladies.
Yes. Light. Let in God's heart today. It is a mirror of what salt is.
Yes. Amen. We're putting they're putting the pieces together by way of the Lord speaking and ministering to them. And when they get it going, we will spread the news. But you should consider, if you are a male, any age, you know, young male, middle-aged male, old male, if you can. You are welcome. We will be welcome to connect you with Salt. It is an awesome, dynamic ministry. It is awesome, and it was directly created by God using his people. And I highly, highly recommend it, whatever you're dealing with. And they're not talking about stuff that are, you know, off in la-la land. They're talking about things that affect men right now. Things that affect men right now. Now, whether it's your home, your children, your job, your whatever you're dealing with, it's a personal relationship group.
Amen.
Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, amen.
And whatever you bring to the table, I guarantee you, God's got somebody there that can help you deal with it.
Yeah.
You are not alone and you are not by yourself. Amen. I highly recommend it. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, brother. Thank you.
Thank
amen.
You.
So, Pastor Nicole, what you got?
All right.
I left my notes from last week and the week before.
Because you want me to bring them up?
Do you, well, you whatever's pertinent now. I mean, they're all pertinent.
Let's go through what we have today. I have several testimonies.
Testimonies. We never get the testimonies first. Let's hear the testimonies first.
Yeah,
amen.
That's what I thought would be a good way to start.
Yes.
The first one is from Heidel.
Heidel.
She had us praying for Nikita. She was struggling with school.
Mm-hmm.
And the teacher is saying that she's now doing 90% of all of her work herself.
What?
She is learning to use a computer properly. And he just saying she's like almost a different child in her.
Really? Amen. Good morning, Asia. Amen. That's beautiful. Good morning, Allie. Good morning, Aiden.
Okay. Then there's one from Destina.
Oh, Destina.
Concerning Nathan.
Uh-huh.
So They went to court this past Thursday, and the judge said he was inspired and moved.
Wait a minute, whoa. The judge was inspired?
He said he was inspired and moved by their testimony and how well Nathan has been.
The judge was inspired.
He was inspired and moved.
And moved. Look at God.
And he was very impressed that Nathan is off of all of his medication.
Yes!
The judge dropped a lot of the charges against Nathan, but mm-hmm. they kept the last two recent ones and said that they'll keep him on probation until March 2022.
Uh-huh.
If he continues to do as well as he's doing, he's going to drop all charges and clean his record.
Woo! Yes!
Amen.
Thank God.
Nathan doesn't have to do community service. He just has to continue to do well in his home.
Look at God.
And his behavior. Destina said, God showed grace and mercy once again. Nathan is doing wonderful, and still we thank the S4C family for all their prayers.
Amen. Thank God for all of you that have been praying yeah. for the members of the body of Christ. Amen. I'm not talking about just the people in this room. I'm talking about the people in this ministry and the people that have been talking to other people. Abigail dancing behind the camera. People and other people that are praying with us, other ministries that have been praying with us, people that love the Lord. Thank you so much for your prayers and your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen.
One more testimony.
Oh, another one. Come on, bring it on.
This is from Brenda. This is Nathan's grandmother.
Oh, okay. is this the hot fire that yes. went down there and prayed yes. over the house?
Yes. So she wanted to encourage parents and grandparents who have been praying fervently for their children and grandchildren to keep sending those prayers up.
Yes.
God is listening, and he is doing a work right now that is so amazing.
Yes.
She said last night or earlier this week, her grandson, these are the ones that she lives with her youngest daughter, had a band competition and didn't get home until 2 a.m.
Wow.
The granddaughter ran into the room excited to tell her what happened on the bus ride home. These are children from 9th to 11th grade. She said, Nana, we talked about God and Jesus on the bus on the way home.
Oh, my goodness.
She's 14 and has been raised in a Christian home. Her older brother led her to Christ when she was 6.
Mm.
She began to tell her what they discussed, and Brenda says she was in complete awe. They were talking about subjects that most Christians don't discuss. Needless to say, she was shouting to Jesus, thank you. She said that they had a calm discussion, no argument, because some were Mormon, some were Catholic, and some were Christian children
wow.
in the group. And she explained that the non-Christians, according to God's word, concerning the truth about the Sabbath and predestination and free will.
Whoa.
Brenda says she couldn't believe, and she was overwhelmed with God's joy, that this was happening and how he was pouring out his spirit.
Mm.
She prayed, the granddaughter.
The 14-year-old.
Yes. They prayed for the students and their families that were dealing with this with different situations. They were crying with each other and praying
goodness.
For each other. And Brenda says, if this was not an indwelling of the Holy Spirit, then
yes.
you don't know what it was.
Yes.
So she's saying she wants the parents to not be weary while they're praying for their children and grandchildren
yes.
and sharing scriptures with them, because she says she had no idea her granddaughter was listening this well to be able to share.
Oh my goodness.
The children, they prayed against abortion. They prayed against homosexuality.
Oh my
they
goodness.
Against, the jab, they said they want no part of it, and they were just ministering and praying over.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
What's her name, Brenda? Yeah. Brenda, thank you for that 14 years old and ministering like that. Are we still running? We still on?
Yes, sir.
Oh, 14 years old, and she's ministering the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the whole, it sounds like the whole bus community was tore up about
mm-hmm.
this. Oh my God. See, you don't know. I tell people as often as I can, children are young, they're not stupid.
Right?
Right? They're young, they're not dumb.
Yep.
And just because they're not talking to you, don't mean they're not talking.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And that couldn't have been something that 14-year-old gleaned overnight. That had to have been something that has been poured into her year after year after year. Somebody has been ministering to that young woman over her lifetime.
Yes.
And God used her to bless and to pour into somebody else. That's awesome.
Yes.
That's awesome. God is so worthy. And thank you for sending in those testimonies, Nathan, Brenda, and who was the first one?
Heidel.
Heidel?
Mm-hmm.
And Heidel, was it just three, right?
Yes.
Thank you so much for sending in those testimonies, because these testimonies, this is not something that we're bragging on S4C. Mm-hmm. This is something that will encourage others.
Yes.
This is not about bragging. This is about encouraging, because you don't know what other people are going through. And there may be something that was said through those testimonies that will help them to make it through what they're dealing with,
yes,
to help them go through what they're going through. You don't know. Sometimes it is the smallest things that makes the greatest difference. Amen.
Amen.
Just a little, they used to say a little dab will do you. Just a little something, something can make all the difference in the world. You know, $5 may not mean to you, but to somebody that has nothing to eat, nothing to drink, and they have somebody that they're responsible for, that $5 could give them a meal for the next 2 days.
Yeah.
It may not have meant anything to you, but it could have meant the world. It could have changed the trajectory of their lives. You just don't know. And so you plant this, when the Holy Spirit speaks to you to speak, it was Lloyd out there. When the Holy Spirit speaks to you to speak, you need to be obedient to God, because you don't know whose life that God is trying to transform using you.
Amen.
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 You think, oh, that wasn't that important. I don't have to say that. I know the Lord want me to say it, but I don't really want to say that. You don't know whose life is being changed by your obedience.
Yes.
And you don't want to get before God and say, yeah, I remember you told me that, but I didn't think it was impossible. Who are you?
Right?
Amen.
Amen. All right,
Amen.
So what you got?
Okay, so we have two prayers this morning.
Mm-hmm. Only two?
Yeah.
Wow. Hey, y'all, there's only two prayers this morning, and I've got about 30 minutes. So you better throw them in there.
Uh-oh.
What? I shouldn't have done that?
Right. We had a whole plan.
Oh, plan? Oh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay. The first prayer is from James.
I just told me the plan.
You just need to follow the script.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Okay. Amen.
James is asking for prayer for his wife, Adrienne.
Mm-hmm.
She has cellulitis and is in the hospital.
Cellulitis, what is that?
I'll look it up in a second.
Okay.
She has a very bad wound on her leg, and her leg is swollen 3 times its regular size.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, cellulitis.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, read it again.
He's asking for prayer for his wife, Adrienne.
Mm-hmm. What's his name?
His name is James.
James.
And she's in the hospital. She has cellulitis. She has a very bad wound on her leg, and it's swollen 3 times the regular size.
Wow. Okay. We're going to pray for her. Can you anoint my hands? Amen. Her name is Jane?
No, her name is Adrian.
Where did I get James?
His name.
Okay.
And I can tell you in a second what cellulitis is.
Okay. Amen. We want to pray for, give me her name again.
Adrienne.
We want to pray for Adrienne. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. It's so awesome to see you. Beautiful that God gave his only begotten son, that whosoever continues to believe in him who, Christ Jesus, not just believing that he exists, but believing that he is who he said he is, and not just believing that he is who he said he is, but you are living believing that he is who he said he is. Amen?
Amen.
You're not just believing with your thoughts in your mouth, you're believing with your life. When Christ commands us to believe, he's commanding us to believe with our lives.
Yes.
Amen. Yes. Not just believe because you read it in a book. Not just believe because somebody said it. Not just believe he exists. But you believe to the point where you have allowed him to transform your life from what it was into what he wants it to be. Yes. Believing is a verb. It's an action word. It's something that you do continually. Believing is living your life according to God's will for your life.
Yeah.
So when you leave, he's saying, live for me. Live your life for me. Let me live through you so that you will be the creation that I have made. Amen?
Yeah.
Okay, I know it's not Abigail. What's her name again?
Adrian.
I knew it was an A.
Cellulitis is a common and potentially dangerous bacterial skin infection.
Oh, boy.
It spreads pretty quick, and it's very painful, and it causes the skin to be red and swollen and hot and tender.
Okay. Adrian.
Adrian.
Yes. Okay. Give me your hands. Wash your hands.
I did.
Did you anoint your hands?
I did.
Okay. Well, you just did everything, huh?
Yeah.
Ryan, I want you to stand in for her husband, please. Good morning, Rev. How you doing there, brother? Heard you guys on Salt yesterday. Just blew my mind. Just all, I was on the call. Just blew my mind. Shashisha, yeah. Kisaba, hands washed and anointed. Adrian. Father, as we prepare to pray for Adrian, I lift up your holy name because you are more than worthy. I'm reading this book right now about my trip to heaven, I think it's called. Is that what it's called, that book? My trip to heaven? I forgot.
My time in heaven?
My time in heaven.
Oh.
And I've only gotten through half the book, but right now it's just blowing my mind. It's amazing. If I come up with the name of the author of the book, I'll say it. But so far, halfway through, it's amazing. The things, and it was endorsed also by Divine Revelation of Hell, Catherine Baxter.
Yes.
Yeah. She. Yeah. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, when we finish, you need to tell me about that. Amen. God is so much more than our minds can fathom. Mm-hmm. God is so much more than we could ever dream. Our minds cannot, in this plane, in this atmosphere, our minds cannot possibly comprehend the part of the greatness of God. God's speaks things that didn't exist into things that actually exist, the tangible things that you can tell. He speaks and bam, it is. He speaks and the spirit that left you goes back into you and you get up. He speaks and the body rearranges its structure and heals itself because of the word of God. She's calling you. God speaks from his throne and lives change just like that. God will speak to an army of angels and come down and destroy the enemy on your behalf with a word, with one word. With the word of God, he created the earth that we now live in. Just by speaking. God flung the stars into the sky and told them, you stay there till I tell you different. You can't imagine how awesome God is. And so when people start saying, well, I don't believe God can do this and I don't believe God can do that, they say that because they don't know God.
Yes.
Okay? Because if you really knew God, you wouldn't say that. They say that because they don't believe that God is who he said he is. I know he can do some stuff, but he can't do that. Your little pea brain cannot fathom the greatness of God. That's all I'm saying. Your little compact, narrow, square brain cannot hold and retain the greatness of God.
Amen.
And just because you don't believe it, it doesn't change who God is.
Yeah.
It's just you don't believe it.
Yeah.
Amen. Can we pray now for Adele?
Adrian.
Mercy. And the husband, James.
James, yes.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand before your presence, as we stand in faith, as we stand with our hearts and our minds stayed on thee,
yes.
We believe that you are who you said you are.
Yes.
We don't just believe with our voice, we believe with our lives.
Yes.
We believe through our testimonies.
Yes.
We believe in the way that we live that you are who you said you are. Because we walk by faith and not by sight.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Our mission is to bring souls to the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Our desire is to please our Creator.
Amen.
There is nothing greater than pleasing the Most High God. And Father, even though we are now living in temporary dwellings,
yes,
one day and soon we will live in our eternal homes.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we are preparing. Go.
Hallelujah.
We are preparing to meet you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We are preparing our hearts and our minds. And we are ministering to others so that they too can prepare.
Yes, yes.
Father, our sister is in the hospital. God, our sister is in the hospital. And she is in need of a miracle.
Yes.
She is in need of healing. She is in need, Lord, of a new testimony.
Yes.
We're praying in confidence. We're praying that you will send your word, your guardian angels, your power, your whatever's necessary to enter into her atmosphere and into her room and into her body and command it in the name of Jesus that it be healed in thy name.
Yes,
no,
Lord,
no.
We are expecting a miracle.
Yes,
and we are expecting healing and deliverance.
Yes.
That you would ease her pain.
Yes.
That you would command her body to go back the way you created it.
Yes.
That you would speak to her atmosphere and it will change.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
That healing will take place.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that she will once again be singing your praises.
Yes.
And that somebody will see what you have done.
Yes.
And accept you for themselves.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That somebody's faith will be increased.
Yes.
That someone's mind will be open. That somebody will stand anyhow and continue to fight. We thank you for her healing.
Thank
we thank you for her husband.
Yes.
We thank you for her family. Thank you for all those that are trusting and believing in you on her behalf. We give you praise. We magnify you because you are worthy. Healing completed, Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 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 My goodness. Thank you, Jesus. I'm giving God praise for the healing. I'm giving God praise. Good morning, Pastor. I'm giving God praise for the healing. Look at all them beautiful babies out there. Sweet Moses. Look at all them. Are y'all responsible for these babies?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Look at all of them. God loves children. Did y'all know that? God loves him some children. Oh, somebody. Well, the kids say, yep. Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, I'll be with y'all. Don't go nowhere. I'm gonna be. God bless you. Look, she. I'm ready to shout already. Okay. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. All right, Pastor, what you got? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Okay. So, they didn't give a name, but they're asking if we can pray for their son. He's 20 years old. He is a believer. When they moved to the town that they're currently in a few years ago, it was hard on him. And then he started to get attacked spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
We asked the parent if they would ask for prayer from the intrusive thoughts that continue to worry them.
Mm-hmm.
And when he tries to fight, they just keep coming back. And he feels like it's such a habit and he wants it gone.
Yes.
It's very hard to deal with it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The parent has said that they've ministered to him about the Bible and about casting down every thought.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just wondering if we will stand in prayer for
yes.
him, for clarity in his mind.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen. We're going to stand with this family of believers.
Yes.
Amen. We're going to stand with this family of believers. Amen, somebody.
Amen.
We are going to stand with this family of believers. I know one thing for sure, that if you flood your mind with praise and worship, if you flood your atmosphere with praise and worship, Satan hates praise and worship unto God. He hates hearing that name, Jesus. This makes him cringe. And when you plead the blood of Jesus, it's like, anybody see the Wizard of Oz?
Mm-hmm.
And who said that? See what? And they pour the water on the old bag at the end of the whatchamacallit, and she just withers all up like this. I imagine that's what Satan doing. Every time you say, in the name of Jesus, oh, good googly whoop, don't say that. Amen. I believe that.
Googly-woo.
I believe that.
Amen.
I believe he can't take it. It's like pouring acid on a pork chop. It just frizzles it to death. It just what? You try it. It just burns it. Pour a can of Coca-Cola on a raw piece of chicken and see what happens. It cooks it. You understand? And he hates it. And people are drinking that stuff like it ain't nothing. And it's just sizzling down. And Satan hates it. He hates it. I just thought I'd throw that in there because it was there. Amen. He hates it. And so I want us to stand with this. If you fill your atmosphere with praises unto God, if you put on some worship music, it don't have to be loud. You ain't got to be banging and bouncing. You can just have it like a slow undertone. Just, you know, and just have it going through every place in the house. Just have that praise and worship music going. And then, because you know, once you get it going, it'll pop up in your head, and then you find yourself singing it in the kitchen and in the bathroom, in the garage, and you'll be singing, and you won't even realize you're singing it, and you're just praising God, and the enemy's like, oh man, I can't do nothing there.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
He'd be like, they got all this Jesus stuff going, I can't do nothing. All right, whoo, retreat.
That's right.
Amen. Hallelujah. Get your little prayer going. You know, open up your Bible, and every time you walk past, just read a scripture that's open. And then, you know, just get some praises going there. And the next thing you know, you'll be like, what problem? What issue? What I'm just saying, that's just one of the many things that we can do.
Yeah.
Amen. Make sure that you're right with God first time. Because you can't, because listen. If you jacked up and you go, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. He's like, how you going to rebuke me? We hung out last night.
Right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
You going to rebuke me? I'm in the bed. What you mean you going to rebuke me?
Yeah.
Hey, who was that? That was this demon says, Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who are you?
Yeah.
And whooped him naked down the street.
Yeah.
You can't be rebuking old demons and you one of them.
Amen.
I'm just saying, just save yourself some trouble, because it ain't going to work for you. But for those of you that know who Jesus is, for those of you that are committed to the Lord, for those of you that have said yes to God, no matter what I'm going through, you can do this in the name of Jesus. I rebuke everything. Go through the house and just rebuke everything that is not like God. And then get you some oil and then anoint the window sills in your house and then the doorway. And don't forget to anoint the husband, the wife, the child, the daughter, the dog, the cat, whatever's in the house.
Do it today.
Do it now.
Yeah.
Right now. Everything moving in the house gets anointed.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. The doorways, wherever you sit, anoint that spot where you sit. Amen. Anoint where you sleep. Anoint the spot where you pray. Amen. That house be so holy, the neighbors won't know what's going on.
That's right. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm just trying to tell you, that it worked for us.
Amen.
Amen. But for you, it works. But you got to have a relationship with God first, because you go rebuking something that you're a part of, you're going to find yourself in trouble.
Yeah.
Amen. But if you know who Jesus is, you've already repented, you got it straight with God, you better do this.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. Let's pray for that family. Come here, Lord.
Yeah.
Let's pray for that family now. Anoint this. I need to wash and anoint. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God in the name of Jesus, for God is worthy to be praised. Father, we are praying for that family and every family that has a situation like this, that have issues going on in a home, and maybe there's just one person that knows who Christ is. Maybe it is a child and a parent, or the parents or the children, whoever knows who Christ is. Father, we're praying that they will, that you will continually give them the victory. Father, we're amen. We're praying, Lord. We're praying for that family and families that are struggling with things like that. Father, you are able to heal that house. You're able to heal that atmosphere. You're able to deliver. Lord, Lord, you are the only one that can. Buddha can't do it.
No.
Mohammed can't do it.
No.
What's some of them other demons they got? Hershner, Kirshner. Krishna, he, she, they, it can't do it.
Einstein,
none of them, they can't. James Brown, none of them, they can't do it. Only Christ.
Amen.
Pastor Drew, are you okay?
I'm gonna be okay.
Only Christ can do this.
Amen.
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 Right.
Come on.
That's who he is.
Hallelujah.
If you can, out there in the, where you're sitting, if you can touch somebody, if you can, if you don't mind, if you can. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand in unison,
yes,
praying to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we're praying for deliverance for that family.
Yes,
we're praying for healing or home. We're praying, Lord, that you would open a door, that you would make a way, that something in that atmosphere will change. We rebuke every demon that tries to enter into that house. We rebuke every demon that tries to taunt them in their mind, in their sleep. We rebuke every demon and their seeds.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Anything that they are trying to leave behind, we rebuke it all in the name of Jesus.
Yes. Ah! Yes,
we ask, Father, if you send the Holy Spirit to clean the house, to remove any droppings that have been left, any markings on the wall, any stains on the window, anything on the doorpost, move anything that is not like you.
Yes, Jesus, Jesus.
Clean the house. And then, Lord, clean the temples that are in the house. Clean the hearts and minds of the temples that are in the house. So that you will get all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. So that others will see their temple, their house, their home, and give their lives to Christ. Father, you are able. You are the only one that is able. We pray this prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray healing and deliverance over that family. We pray a good report. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's give God some praise. Amen. Celebrate. What you got, Pastor? What you got?
We have a praise report.
Well, sing that song.
Lee mentioned that her students.
Lee, who's Lee?
Lee online.
Uh-huh.
Her students received the Lord as Savior this week.
What?
Leanne.
That's not the one here, is it? On the paper. That's different.
She chatted and shared.
Really?
Yeah.
Leanne, God bless in the name of Jesus. So one of her students?
One of her students.
Yes. One of her students. Heaven, listen, heaven rejoiced over how many souls?
Yes.
One soul.
Yes.
Heaven rejoiced over one soul.
Yes.
God, every single solitary individual soul is important to God.
Yes.
He died for every single soul. The short ones, the long ones, the tall ones, the fat ones, the skinny ones, the dark ones, the black, whatever your soul looked like, God died for that soul.
Yes, 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 yes.
Every soul, there is no soul that's unimportant to God, because his blood died for everyone.
Yes.
And so when someone says that one soul accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, the entire heavens rejoice.
Yes.
Because his blood has reached another one.
Yes.
Amen. Your soul's important to God. How come their soul's not important to God? Amen. Amen. Come on, y'all in church now, say something. I love them babies. Let's say it again. Come on. Say it again. Them little babies. What? Oh, my God. Do you know heaven is made up of souls like children?
Yes.
It ain't a bunch of, ain't but one grown somebody in heaven, and that's God.
Mm-hmm.
He's the only parent. He's the only adult in heaven. The rest of us are just children in heaven.
Yes.
And if you can't get your mind wrapped around that now, you may want to make other plans.
Amen.
Amen. If that's not okay with you now, you may want to make other plans when you leave here. Because clearly heaven's not for you. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Say amen. What else you got, Pastor Nicole?
An update on the pilot.
Oh, yes, yes.
He was getting better. But then he developed a severe staph infection in his lungs.
Oh, in his lungs?
And they put him into a medically induced coma.
Oh.
And intubated him as well. The wife, the wife is also struggling with breast cancer.
Oh.
And she flew to Sweden to be with her husband. The doctors are only giving him a 50% chance, but we know God.
Oh, we know God.
Amen.
Amen.
They have two teenage children that stand with grandma, so we want to continue to
pray
for them.
Grandma, the children, the husband. Wow. Can I get somebody to help me say God is able?
God is able.
Can y'all help me say it like you mean it? God is able.
God is able.
We've seen God do things that just don't make sense.
Yes.
Amen.
Didn't make no kind of sense. How is that even possible that God did what he did?
Yes.
But he did.
Yes.
Amen. Did y'all follow that?
Yes.
How is it even possible that God did what he did, but he did?
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Our God is awesome.
Yes. Yes.
Amen. Our God is awesome. Can we put them on the prayer list? I want to... I need a 3-day for them.
Okay.
Can we do that? I'm sorry. Sorry. Can we do this? Can we do? Can you work it out? You work it out?
Yeah.
Amen. So
yes.
I need y'all praying on this. Amen. I'll be praying for the next 5 days on it too, Jaqua. Well, you're part of the prayer team, so yeah. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
God is able. Does it give the pilot and his wife's name?
The pilot's name is Devon, the wife's name is Katie.
Devon and Katie. Righteous Father, in the name of Jesus, Devon and Katie and their children and their grandmother and their family are in need of a miracle. They are in need of deliverance. Anoint my hands, please. A little water on it first. Hallelujah. Mikaras. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In my Father's house are many mansions. Jesus said, if it were not so, I would have told you. He said, I have gone to prepare a house for you, a place for you. I've gone to prepare a place for you that where I am, you may be with me also. How do I say this? Years and years ago, the Lord took me on a little trip twice to the outskirts of heaven. Outside the gates twice. I never got in, but I could see in. Amen. In this book that I'm reading, and so far my spirit does not disagree with it. Okay? They said heaven was more like a planet than a city. Can you imagine heaven? Good morning, babies. Good morning. He said heaven was more like a planet than a city. Mm-hmm. And explaining the different things that go on in heaven. My God created that. If my God can create a planet and call it heaven and invite us in, he can heal a lung.
Yes.
Amen. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
He can heal a lung. He can heal. We all know he can heal cancer.
Yes, yes we do.
Okay, so we may not know a lot of other stuff, but we know that.
Yes.
Amen. We already know he can heal cancer.
Yes.
We know that he can clear up a lung.
Yes.
We know that God is the great provider. We don't know a lot. Good morning, Deacon. We don't know a lot, but we know what we know.
Yes.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I believe, just like I believe for our sister that start with an A.
Adrian.
Just like I believe, Joanna, you okay, baby? Amen. Where's my brother David? Where what you do with him? All right, there you go. All right. Just like I believe that God will heal Adrian.
Yes.
I believe that God will heal Adele.
Devon.
And Devon.
No, Devon. Katie and Devon.
Katie and Devon. Well, y'all help me out.
Adele too.
Wherever she is. Amen. She does she keep coming up?
Yep. So she must need healing.
Yep.
Okay, Adele. Whoever you are, Adele. We're praying for you too now.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know an Adele? Pray, stand in for Adele. Come over here and stand in for Adele.
Thank you, Jesus, for putting that reminder. My boss's wife is Adele.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You can't beat my God.
Yes.
I don't care what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor, did I know you had a boss with a wife named Adele?
No, you did not.
Did I keep pronouncing?
Keep saying.
Then it must be some.
Yes.
Then God must be.
Amen.
You let Adele know we were praying for her today.
I sure will.
Miserable. Wash her hands and oil them up.
I did.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Get baby cakes over here. Amen. We're praying for Adele, the pilot, his wife, Katie, Devon, Katie, the children, the two teens. And the grandmother that they're staying with. And that environment. They're going to be on a 5-day. We're going to pray for them for 5 days. The prayer team, the salt team, me and God. All of S4C. Prayer warriors, global prayer warriors. This is an assignment for you. Global prayer warriors, I want you to listen. This is an assignment for you. We need you praying this week. Ah, God's going to do something. I can feel it in my spirit. And we're praying for Adele. Miayashoranis. Kishando me, da Samir. For God Himself is worthy to be praised. Joanna, come stand between Lloyd and Pastor Drea. Amen. Wash her up. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. If now that's okay. Amen. Nashi adalius mihadzi. I'm so glad to see David and his family. I think it's beautiful. I do. That boy getting so long. Amen. God is worthy. We got some kids in the house this month. Those kids are so well-mannered.
Yeah.
What did you give them cough syrup before they came?
Right.
What happened? They sitting in the same. What's going on?
Amen.
We're going to have to talk to them.
Yeah.
Amen.
They have to share.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But God is worthy. Jasmine and family. Amen.
Yeah.
Let me know when. Now I need you all to hold hands. Makisha Olami. Those of you that can, I need you to lift your hand up to God. Those of you that are online, how much time do I have? It ain't but 12.
None.
Ooh. Say what now? Pastor Dre, it's only 12.
Yeah, I'm not going over your wife.
Are we still rolling, Abigail?
Sure.
How are the people online doing?
They're good.
They're doing good? Anybody show up this morning?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Really?
Amen.
Two or three people showed up. Hey, man, did y'all miss us? Did your baby miss us? Did y'all miss your church or me? Well, I ain't got but one prayer left, so I'm going to have to make a stretch. Amen. Amen. I got to make it last, girl. Amen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. If you can, I heard something, but I don't even want to know what it was. Amen. Amen. If you can, just lift your hand up to God, if you can. La isho la mia. Oh, my God. Okay, so Pastor Drea, when I start praying, you're going to call out the name of Adele.
Yes.
What's the team's names? Did they get? Okay. You're team one and you're team two. What's the pilot's name?
Devon.
You're Devon. And what's the?
Katie.
You're not Katie. You, Katie. Okay. You, the grandmother. Amen. So, you, that's it. You, the elder. Amen. Amen. Take that wig off. You're not a grandmother. You, the elder. Amen. When we start praying, I need you to speak. I need you to pray for the elder. I need you to pray for the two. Does she know?
You were here, right?
Were you in here? Okay, so explain to her. Mm-hmm. Explain to her what's going on with the teens. Pastor Amia Shamya. And
she's Katie.
And you're Katie. And so you're going to call out Katie's name while we're praying, okay? Prayer warriors, I need you to take this assignment as the Lord impress on your spirit, on your heart. I need you to take this assignment. We need you praying for these people, for these believers, for these soldiers, for members of the body of Christ that are going through what they're going through. And the Bible says we stand for each other. We stand. If you have an issue, I'm supporting you in your issue. If you are weak, I'm helping to support you while the Lord makes you strong. If you're in need of something, I'm trying to help you to get what it is that you need. If you need our prayers, we are there for you. We are family. This is not a loner. We're family. This is not about one person. Well, it's about Christ, but it's about Christ and his plan. It's about Christ and his will. We are supporting the work that our Father, our God, laid the foundation for. And we are doing our part to support the mission. Amen? Does that make sense? Did I say that right? We're doing our part to support God's mission. It is your duty to support God's mission. Raymond, you stand right here. I was going to get to it sooner or later. Amen. Did you wash his hands? Amen. Can you please? Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and you're just standing and supporting the church. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we stand, as we're praying for our loved ones, our families, our friends, as we're praying for their healing and deliverance, as we pray, Lord, that you lift them up. We pray, Lord, that you would complete the process of healing, that you would watch over their children and their lives. Father, there is nothing that you cannot do. There is no place that you are not already. There is nothing that you don't already know. You know about every need. You know about every passion. You know about every position. You know where every person is. You know our thoughts before we think the thoughts. You know everything, and you are in every place. You are just as much here as you are with Adele. You are just as much here as you are in Switzerland. You are just as much here as you are with those teens. You are just as much here as you are with the young lady with the issue in her leg. You are everywhere. At the same time, you are the same God with the same strength, the same power, the same anointing, the same authority. You are the same God.
Yes.
You are deluded. Your power is never weakened. Your authority is never fading. You are the only true and living God. You gave your blood for our lives. You told us to ask and it shall be given. You said seek and we shall find. You told us to knock and the door shall be open. Father, we are seeking healing and deliverance. You told us to knock and the door shall be open. Jesus is the door.
Yes.
We are approaching. We are requesting, Lord Jesus, that you open the door for healing and deliverance. You told us to ask and it shall be given, Lord. You said, how can two walk together except they agree? We agree with you.
Yes.
We agree with your authority. We agree with your power. We agree that you are who you said you are. And our lives co-sign our agreement.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Our walk co-signs our testimony.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So when you said, ask and it shall be given, we are asking that you would lay hands on them.
Yes.
Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness. Cleanse their hearts and their minds. Remove anything that is not like you from them so that they can be completely healed and delivered. And so that their world, their atmosphere will be rocked so that other people will see God has entered into that atmosphere.
Yes.
For a testimony above all testimonies, healing and deliverance, making the impossible possible.
Yes. Yes.
Making the unthinkable enter into reality.
Yes.
Causing that could never be to be.
Yes.
Because you are the only true and living God. And you can do it.
Yes.
We're asking that you would speak from your throne into these many atmospheres and bring about healing and deliverance. From what I read, Lord, every prayer, every single prayer goes through the throne room.
Yes.
Every single prayer request goes by God. God anoints every prayer. God sees every prayer request. God knows the prayers of his people.
Yes.
And God sends responses to every prayer.
Yes.
Father, in the name of Jesus, by the blood of our Lord, we're asking that you would heal and deliver and give them a testimony above many that others will see and turn their lives over to you.
Yes.
We bless you in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. They said that was the last one. So amen. Amen. Whoever said that, amen. Amen. Can I give her a hug? Is that okay? Did I give her a hug? Come here, baby. Let me give you some hugs for all them amens. Amen. What the look with a little old self? That's a yes. Amen. Come on, baby. I'm going to bite you. Come on. Oh, amen. This baby was saying amen and amen. And a child said, what? Leave them. Except you come to God as this child, you will not enter in. Amen. We give God praise and we magnify you, Father. Bless every person that heard this prayer. Bless every person that has said yes to God. Bless every person that is working, struggling, fighting to stay in the fight. Give them grace, favor, and mercy. Forgive them of any sin and unrighteousness and cleanse our hearts and our minds so that we will be what you have called and created us to be, either in the cloud or in the crowd, preferably in the cloud. But I'll see you when I see you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you, baby. God bless you. Amen. Ain't God good? God is good. Amen.